Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Pony Express.
I struck it better than I did yesterday. I just didn't putt as well. Felt like, as you saw, I left a couple putts short right in the middle. If I make those and shoot a couple under, I extend the lead. But I felt like they were coming off the putter very nicely. You're also trying not to leave yourself with too many 3 and 4 footers. And if you have tap-ins, I mean, this golf course, the way it was playing today, it's difficult to make a lot of birdies. If you can kind of par your way around this golf course, today I thought it was pretty good.
And that right there is the leader at this early version, early edition of the PGA Championship from August to May, and with the inaugural change of season, change in the time in which the tournament is played, Brooks Koepka, just a few months removed from winning the PGA Championship last August, has a 7-stroke lead going into play today. No golfer has ever blown a 7-stroke lead going into the final round of a major championship, so he's got that going for him. He's also boring as all get out, huh? I mean, listen to that clip that we just played. I mean, no one is going to confuse Brooks Koepka for Mr. Excitement. The guy's not the life of the party. If he walks in to a bar or a lounge or a house party, I don't think all eyes are on him. Something tells me Brooks Koepka doesn't exactly hold the room. My God, is he boring? No interesting comments there. He's not glib. He's not funny. I wish he was confrontational. I'd find that interesting. Just give me something. He's not, like, demonstrative on the course. It looks like he's going to win his fourth major championship later today. My name is Andrew Filippone. I host 5 days a week in Pittsburgh on our affiliate 93.7 The Fan. I do afternoons there, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm with you every Sunday here on the Pony Express. Coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. If you're listening today on a local station, and there are hundreds of local affiliates, you can find us on radio.com. So for some reason, you're listening right now on terrestrial radio. If we cut out, you can always switch to radio.com. Also, if you're a satellite radio subscriber, Sirius XM channel 206 is another place to find us. We get a lot of listeners on satellite radio. Since we switched over to satellite radio, I've been very impressed by the additions we've made to the audience. I hear from them on social media all the time. I appreciate you guys moving up that Sirius XM dial and finding us there. So I see an article on golf.com. This is the golf magazine's website, golf.com. They asked their writers today, is this version of Brooks Koepka as good as peak Tiger Woods? Prime Tiger Woods. And almost all of these writers say yes. One actually said, quote, he's better. The same way LeBron is better than Jordan. That's right. He's better, says one. Alan Shipnuck, who's been covering golf for like 30 years. Yes, he's better. I mean, come on. There's no way Brooks Koepka. Yeah, and I'd be interested in hearing from you today. I mean, there's no way that Brooks Koepka has captivated America with what he's done here in the last 2 years, winning back-to-back U.S. Opens, the first since Curtis Strange to do that, which is incredibly a tremendous accomplishment. Tiger Woods never won back-to-back U.S. Opens. And now he's going to make it back-to-back PGAs. In less than 2 years, the guy's won 4 major championships. But let's just make it abundantly clear here. He's not Tiger Woods. He's not going to have the same effect on golf that Tiger Woods had. This is in no way a passing of the torch or the baton from the Tiger Woods era of golf to now a new era that is going to be defined by Brooks Koepka. He turns 30 years old later this year. That means in his 20s, he's captured 4 major championships. That's the same number as Rory McIlroy, okay? He's a bit of a late bloomer. Brooks Koepka is not going to revolutionize golf. He's not going to be a pioneer in any way. He's a really good golfer. He's got the nerves of steel. He's got the, you know, the ice water, whatever the hell you want to call it, in his veins. He's manufactured and built for these big moments. All the power in the world, you know, all kudos and credit goes to him for that. But he is in no way, he's not even close to Tiger Woods in his prime. There is no Koepka mania that accompanies what he's doing here. If Tiger Woods went into a Sunday at the PGA Championship with a 7-stroke lead, people would watch just to see how badly Tiger Woods can embarrass the field. How much can he lap the field today? Is he going to win like he did in 97 at the Masters by 12 shots? That Sunday at the Masters, everybody knew when they sat their fannies down to watch that thing that he was not going to blow a sizable lead to Constantino Rocca going into the Sunday. Tom Kite was not going to run Tiger Woods down. That was one of the most memorable golf tournaments in history of the sport. Did a huge rating on a Sunday because Tiger Woods on that day became a national and international phenomenon. And then a few years later when he won the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, no less, by 15 strokes, that was a sight to behold. Brooks Koepka running away with the PGA Championship does none of that. In fact, I'll tell you what would get me to the PGA Championship today. If Brooks Koepka had a meltdown, if Koepka had a Greg Norman at the 96 Masters moment today, if you're not a golf lover, if you're not a golf nut, I'll remind you of what Greg Norman did back in 1996. He went into the final round at the Masters with a 6-stroke lead. He shot 78 that day. 78. He went from having, going into the final round, a 6-stroke lead. He ended up losing the tournament by 5 strokes to Nick Faldo. Greg Norman's a big enough name in golf where he's got a whole clothing line and a bunch of restaurants down in Florida. This wasn't a no-name blowing a lead. This was a great golfer at the time, maybe at his peak, collapsing, choking on a Sunday at the biggest major championship. If Koepka's going to get America to tune in today, it's going to take him blowing up. Because as you heard in that clip, there's nothing about Brooks Koepka that is like endearing enough or exciting enough to get the casual sports fans' attention. Now, you got choices to make today. You've got choices. You've got a full slate of baseball games. There's probably a local team that you're interested in who plays a game this afternoon. You got a Stanley Cup playoff game that, frankly, outside of Canada and Northern California and St. Louis, Missouri, probably won't get watched today. You got the NBA game later today, and I think that is a decision for people to make. Toronto, Milwaukee, Giannis and Kawhi. And then you've got this event, moved up because they didn't want to compete with the NFL. They wanted more eyeballs. They wanted more attention. They didn't get Tiger Woods at the PGA this weekend. That's a killer for them. But what we might have is somebody trying to elevate himself to a special pantheon within the game. Multi-time PGA Championship winner going back-to-back. But I still don't think it's enough. Here's what I would compare it to. And again, I'd like to hear from golf fans on this. If you think this is a transformative moment in golf history, what Brooks Koepka is doing at the PGA Championship, let me know. If you think this is going to, you know, flip the golf world upside down, and if you think this is going to help put golf back on the national map, let me know. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. Here is what I liken it to. I'm going to harken back to the NBA when Jordan left. When he left the Bulls, not when he left the Wizards. Okay? There was a void. And it got filled by Shaq and Kobe for a period of time. Now, after Jordan left, Shaq and Kobe did not become the all-time winners from that seceding era. They did not become immortalized as the best winners, the all-time championship players from that seceding era. That honor went instead to Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan, five-time NBA champion. Tim Duncan, from the minute he stepped into the NBA, was a winner who was a great enough player that he arrives, his team wins a championship his rookie year. And yet, Tim Duncan did not become a rock star figure who transcended sports, who became an international superstar, even though he was incredibly talented, extremely productive, an all-time great player at his position. He might not be on basketball's Mount Rushmore, but he's close. And I don't want to hear, well, he played in a small market. I mean, LeBron started in Cleveland. Okay, you don't need to play in New York or LA or Chicago in this sport, basketball, to burst onto the scene. And Tim Duncan, for as great and as talented, he never had the personality to be the face of basketball, the face of the NBA. Tiger Woods is more like LeBron or Michael Jordan. Brooks Koepka is more like Tim Duncan. Great player. Maybe he goes down as one of the best to ever do it. But he's not going to transcend the sport. He's not ultimately going to help the sport. I'll make another comparison to baseball, okay? Tiger Woods, more like Alex Rodriguez or Derek Jeter. Larger-than-life personalities. Now, Jeter gave sound bites like Koepka, but made splashy plays in the biggest moments. He won games. At least he had a flair on the field, all right? He might not have had, you know, the most gregarious, loquacious personality. He wasn't an extrovert. He wasn't a guy that, you know, had the most compelling comments all the time, enthralling comments. But his play had a panache, and he had a knack for the big moments. A-Rod, larger than life. Brooks Koepka, more like Mike Trout. Mike Trout is about as exciting as the paper cup I've got in front of me right now. Mike Trout would rather, you know, study meteorology and look at weather maps than, you know, than guest host Saturday Night Live. Got no personality. Unbelievable game. Maybe the best baseball player I've ever seen. But he's not taking baseball to a new stratosphere. And that's what I'll say about Koepka. He's not the first guy, okay, to run away with a major championship post-Tiger. Rory did it twice at the PGA and the U.S. Open. He won by 9 strokes both times. So I know in Sports Talk Radio and even Golf.com, you know, they're going to crown a guy and say this is just like peak Tiger because it fits their narrative. They want that narrative. That's what it, you turn on, and you should turn on CBS today. You're going to hear that because they're going to have nothing else to talk about. Koepka, unbelievable, invincible, wired for these majors. He is going to be a jolt for golf. He is the next generation. Tiger helped create Brooks Koepka. Koepka's Tiger's, you know, Frankenstein's monster. This is Tiger's monster here. But don't believe it. There is no way. Koepka does not have the personality. He is not going to transcend golf. He's boring as all get out. I saw something happen in horse racing yesterday that was actually more exciting than what Koepka is doing, if you can believe that. So I want your take. I'm Brooks Koepka, running away with the PGA Championship. You know, dominance, dynasties, we're supposed to like in sports? That's what gets eyeballs? I mean, who's into this? Are you watching this thinking, I got to tune in because he's the next Tiger Woods? For the golf nuts, do you see Tiger Woods in Brooks Koepka? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Like I said, the Preakness actually, I think, is more interesting than the PGA Championship. I'll tell you why coming up next. And we will talk about Tiger because that is the golfer that everybody has an opinion on and cares about and what missing the cut means to him moving forward. My name's Andrew Filippone. The show is called The Pony Express here on CBS Sports Radio.
This is The Pony Express.
Yeah, thanks for finding me today. I want to hear from sports fans on the PGA Championship moving from August to May and how this was supposed to be a ratings bump. You don't compete with football. You've got preseason and people are starting to think football in August. Let's move it to May where there's less competition on the sports calendar. Sure, there's NBA and NHL playoffs, but we know that those events don't capture America's attention the same way the start of an NFL season does. And I'm going to urge people to turn on CBS because this is CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I'm going to encourage you to watch today. But my suspicion, my hypothesis here, is that Brooks Koepka running away with a major championship is not a big enough hook. It's not a big enough draw. And so all this, and when I say all this, I mean when I look at the New York Times and golf.com and these outlets and Ian O'Connor at ESPN, and they're writing about Koepka and they're comparing him to Tiger Woods in his prime, there is no comparison. Brooks Koepka could win today by 15 strokes. And I don't think he's going to make new golfers and new fans of the sport. I'm sorry. I don't think there are going to be kids out there, impressionable kids, who watch Brooks Koepka and think, you know what? I want to take up golf now. I want to be like him, Dad. And I want to be like him, Mom. Can I sign up for lessons? Can you get me clubs? Can we go to the driving range? I just don't see it. I want his poster. That's the way he dresses. I want to dress like him. Let's go buy some of his stuff. I don't. He can't be the next Tiger. You know, it took a while for the next Michael Jordan to come around, LeBron James. You know, some people think that maybe Giannis is the next LeBron James. I think he can be a great player. I think he's going to be a team that, I think he's going to win championships. And teams are going to be built, championship teams are going to be built around him. But Giannis isn't going to have the same effect on the sport as LeBron. He's not grabbing that torch. Now, maybe Zion will. Because for whatever reason, we have decided as a sports fan culture that Zion is interesting to us. He's got a cool name. He's got unbelievable hops. His dunks are loud. He's got brand. He's got, you know, their strength in his brand because of where he played college basketball. He's a Duke guy. Giannis came from Greece and was, you know, kind of an unknown. And played in obscurity for a while there in Milwaukee. Got kind of, you know, if you're a hoop junkie, you've known about him for a long time. But to America, maybe up until this year, he's kind of been in the shadows. And I think Brooks Koepka's the same way. He's not 23 years old. He's 30. He's going to be 30. I'll tell you what, and this is 100% true. If Tiger Woods had a 7-shot lead going into the final day of the PGA Championship, that rating would be out of this world. It would be insane. And the PGA would look so smart for moving the tournament up. They get all kinds of credit, but it wouldn't be because of the date on the calendar. It would be because of Tiger Woods. And so dynasties and dominance can bring eyeballs. But sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't. And the best example of that for me is San Antonio and Tim Duncan. They were dynastic, but when they were in the NBA Finals against, like, the New Jersey Nets and the Detroit Pistons, go back and look at those at those ratings, because Tim Duncan was boring. And I that's what I see in Brooks Koepka. Here is David in Indiana. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, David.
Hey, brother Andrew. How are you?
Hey.
Melba toast. That's what this guy is. He's filling, but it doesn't taste great. Where are the handlers in professional sports? He can't even sell toothpaste with his beautiful teeth, but the guy's boring. If Ricky Fowler was leading by 7, the ratings would be off the charts.
Yep. Even he's charismatic.
Johnson. But this guy is boring. If he's the savior of golf, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, you look at golf now, who is, you know, Tiger Woods, it's kind of embarrassing that Tiger Woods at 43 is still what golf revolves around, him. They needed him desperately to get back. And he did triumphantly at the Masters, and that was an emotional moment for sports fans. I got choked up watching that because I had a lot of flashbacks and visuals from watching him in my younger days to, a, you know, just casually aspiring to be a great golfer because of him and getting involved in golf and watching it purely because of Tiger Woods' fame and the attention he brought to the game. And also thinking about our own foibles and our own personal demons and skeletons and getting knocked down but getting back up again. You have all of that nicely packaged with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is like the old Greek myth, Greek mythology, when the guy had wings made, but he was so full of himself, he flew too close to the sun because he wanted to get a closer look. It melted the wax and he perished and he died. He came crashing back down to earth. That was Tiger Woods. Got to his head. He thought he was invincible, and he got humbled in a big, big, big way. And when people take their medicine but get back up, I think as Americans, we love comeback stories. We love second chances. And Tiger Woods is absolutely, absolutely getting that. But we're also supposed to love a winner and love dominance, and I don't get that sense at all with Brooks Koepka. Maybe you feel differently. 855-212-4227. Are you watching the PGA Championship because of Brooks Koepka? 855-212-4227. That number's brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. There is one thing as Americans, American sports fans, we can agree on. I found that on Twitter yesterday. Something that happened in sports that seemingly everybody had the same opinion on. It's so hard to find a consensus in anything. I mean, Lord knows that's the case in the world of politics. I think we found something in sports yesterday. I'll tell you what that is. Plus, Tiger Woods and what missing the cut means for him moving forward.
This is the Pony Express.
It's golf's next major, the world's best eye, the prestigious Wanamaker Trophy. PGA Championship this weekend on CBS, and that's Tiger Woods, who is watching now. I think he's still watching, right? I mean, Tiger Woods, I believe, is someone that's been thinking, eating, sleeping, breathing golf since he was 3 years old. And we know that he had one big extracurricular activity. One activity, one hobby that he did in his spare time, and I think that slowed down. I don't think he's really doing that anymore. So I think he's probably watching today. Now, there are some guys, I think, who look at sport as a job and a job only. When they're done, when they're not playing, they're not watching. I bet Tiger watches. Plus 5 for the PGA, misses the cut by a stroke, had a chance on 18 and blew it to make it to the weekend. And that you could hear I'm in Pittsburgh. Bethpage Black is on Long Island. I could hear Jim Nantz scream no when Tiger missed the cut, because that meant a weekend for CBS without the biggest draw, the biggest name in golf. I'm going to get on Tiger for something here. I really am. And that's, it was embedded in that clip you just heard. He made a decision. What's more important? You know, would you rather be rested or ready? You know, he, at 43 years old, said, I'm not going to play. He decided, I'm not going to play one tournament in between the Masters and the PGA. 4 weeks went by, didn't play one time. I mean, probably practiced, no doubt, but did not play a competitive professional round of golf. And I think that made him sound like an old man, which he kind of is. I mean, there are only, in the modern era, there are only 8 golfers to win major championships 43 or older. So it's really hard when you get to this age. You can be competitive in major golf tournaments, but you really rarely see the old timers, the old farts win. A Tiger at 43 constitutes an old timer. He's not John Daly buzzing around with a heater in one hand and a Diet Coke in the other, riding around in a car because he's got a dead knee, but he's close because of all his knee injuries and back surgeries. And Tiger Woods is not a young man's 43. Don't let, you know, when he's got his ball cap on, when he's got his TW cap on, he looks, you might mistake him for being a guy in his early 30s. But then he takes the cap off, you see the hairline, and it reminds you, man, this guy's been through hell and back. So he a lot of stress, a lot of mileage on that body. So Tiger decided, I'm not going to play. I'm just going to go into the PGA and kind of work out the kinks and shake off the rust. Bad idea. That was a bad, bad move on his part. He looked like a guy that hadn't picked up the clubs and taken a meaningful swing since mid-April. And with Tiger Woods, you know, you can't afford, when you're healthy, you can't afford to just kind of half-ass or not give the major tournaments 100%. And giving the majors 100% at this point, when you're trying to run down Jack, when you're trying to get to 18, 19 to pass him, so you've got 3 major championships to tie, 4 to take the lead, I don't think you can afford to rely on, you know, feel to win a golf tournament. Like, to me, you're not giving this maximum effort if you're Tiger. And how do I know that? I mean, look at Koepka, for example. Brooks Koepka played last week. Brooks Koepka played in the Byron Nelson. He finished 4th. You know, you need a tune-up. He's not Tiger Woods. This is not 2002 Tiger Woods. Taking 4 weeks off from the British Open to the PGA near the end of the year. He goes through the dog days of summer, playing some grueling rounds, some hyper-competitive rounds in heat. It's May. You know, give yourself one opportunity to go out there and play in one of these events. Doesn't have to be the Heritage right after the Masters. You don't have to turn right around and go play somewhere a few days after, you know, securing a green jacket. I think you can treat yourself. You owe it to yourself after that to kind of let that win sink in. But to play no real rounds of golf in between, I don't think it's taking the pursuit of Jack Nicklaus seriously enough. And maybe Tiger Woods, I think it's probably a sign, it's probably an indicator that catching Jack is not the end-all be-all for Tiger. You know, Brooks Koepka is on the record. He has said that his whole professional pursuit now, his whole career, his objective right now is to win major championships. That is the one thing that he obsesses over. I think Tiger Woods wanted to win a major championship to complete the narrative, to complete the comeback story. I'm not convinced, based on the way the last month has gone, that he's committed, though, to trying to run down Jack and making it an open shut case that he's the best golfer of all time. I don't think it means that much to him anymore. I think Tiger Woods is comfortable. I think he is comfortable now with his place in golf history. I think it would have eaten at him a little bit. It would have gnawed at him if he mounted this comeback and was good in major tournaments, but never good enough to win again. Now that he's added another green jacket to his collection, that's the tournament he cares about the most. I think Tiger feels like he's fulfilled a promise to himself and his kids. They got a chance to watch him win a major championship. I think there's a lot of fulfillment there. By far, even more than the 97 Masters and the 2000 U.S. Open, I think, and the playoff win in 09 when he beat Mediate to win the U.S. Open. I think that tournament last month, I think that Masters is the championship that Tiger Woods is going to cherish more than the rest. I think that's the tournament that will define him. I think that's the tournament that he gets remembered for probably just as much as his first major championship win. When he took the sport and when he took the sports world by storm. So, hey, you might say, Andrew, it's only one tournament. Don't freak out. He's been written off before. You know, so many detractors, so many haters said he'll never win another major championship. He's golfer past tense. He should quit the game. He's embarrassing himself. Don't write off greatness. Don't be prone to hyperbole and freak out over one miscut. It's the fact that Tiger did not really prepare himself for this tournament and pursue it like it meant the world to him that has me concerned about him catching Jack. He might win. He might catch lightning in a bottle again. He's a good enough player to do it. He might win another major championship at some point. But to ask him to rattle off three or four is probably asking too much of him if he's at 43 years old in May, where the schedule is not intense, where the weather conditions do not beat you down, that he's already talking about fatigue. That's a bad sign. That tells me you got to really question if he's going to hold up. He's come back from major back injuries before. Is he going to have the stamina to finish the job? Jack Nicklaus, after his 43rd birthday, famously won one golf tournament, one major champion, not one golf tournament, but one more major championship. That's the Masters in 86. If Tiger Woods is going to run down Jack, the bar for him is, in order to complete the job, in order to finish the job, Tiger Woods needs to be the greatest golfer, the greatest 40-plus-year-old golfer in the history of the sport. He'd have to be the greatest golfer in his 40s of all time. And I don't know if mentally he's ready for that. I don't know if he's prepared to do that. 855-212-4CBS is the telephone number. I'm Andrew Filippone. You can follow me on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio and at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Here's Sean in Kansas. He's on the air. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Andrew. I would first off like to say to you that you've become a regular part of my Sunday morning, and I really appreciate your level of pragmatic ingenuity that nobody else has, and I really look forward to hearing you more on CBS Sports Radio in the future. Speaking to Bruce Koepka, I have an analogy that other of your senior listeners like myself may agree with. I'm in my mid-50s. I remember Jack's greatness, and I remember Tiger coming on, and I've been saying earlier this week that this guy Koepka, he's the second coming of Tom Watson. And that's exactly what this guy reminds me of. And I'll leave that thought to you and get back to listening. Thank you.
Yeah, Tom Watson, the point there is Tom Watson was a major champion and a great Hall of Fame golfer who almost won a major championship in his 50s. Should have. Lost to Stuart Sink in a major championship, the British Open, that was his to lose. But Tom Watson was not a magnetic, was not the type of personality that mass-produced golfers and golf fans. So I think that's fair. I'm not just saying this because the guy patted me on the back to start off the conversation. I do not in any way, and you guys, again, we have open phone lines and other methods of getting your point across to me. I do not get the sense whatsoever that we are watching something unfold at the PGA Championship this weekend that is going to greatly alter the course or the arc of golf history. Tiger Woods, throughout his career, produced moments that are truly remember where you were moments in golf, in sports, where you were left no choice. You were going to seek out, you were going to find that day, you were going to stop what you were doing to watch him win. Didn't matter if it was neck and neck on the back nine of the PGA. If he was up nine strokes, you watched just to see how much he could embarrass the field. I don't sense at all that there is building momentum that Brooks Koepka is starting to take the American sports world by storm. That he is like with this great run at the majors, that he is on the verge of capturing our attention. I think some of that is on him. I mean, it's enormous shoes to fill. How many times have we said, who's the next Tiger? Who's the next Tiger? Is it Rory? Is it Spieth? Well, now people are saying it's Brooks Koepka. And I just don't think, I'm not in a rush to crown anybody the next Tiger Woods. All right. You know, American sports fans did agree on something from this weekend for a change. I'll tell you what that is. Also, have the Jets found their savior, their messiah, their next Joe Willie Namath? We'll talk about it next on CBS Sports Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.